السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you are doing well and that you have all had a wonderful week. Today we are going to continue where we left off in our previous class from Surah Al-A'raf, and inshallah we will begin our lesson from ayah number 70, and the lesson will go on until ayah number 75. So as always, we'll start first with the recitation of these ayahs, and then we will go ahead and move on to the tajweed analysis and take a look at some of the rulings that appear within these verses. Now let's go ahead and move to the start of this lesson. And if y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans as we recite, inshallah, we will begin from ayah number 70. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Qalu ajitana lina'budallaha wahdahu wa nadhara ma kana ya'budu aba'una fa'tina bima ta'iduna in kunta minas sadiqin. قال قد وقع عليكم من ربكم رجس وغضب أتجادلونني في أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما نزل الله ما نزل الله بها من سلطان فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين فأنجيناه والذين معه برحمة منا وقطعنا دابر الذين كذبوا وَقَطَعْنَا دَابِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَمَا كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِلَى ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ هذه ناقة الله لكم آية فذروها تأكل في أرض الله ولا تمسوها بسوء فيأخذكم عذاب أليم واذكروا إذ جعلكم خلفاء من بعد عاد وبوأكم في الأرض تتخذون من سهولها قصورا وتنحتون الجبال بيوتا فاذكروا آلاء الله ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين قال الملأ الذين استكبروا من قومه للذين استضعفوا لمن آمن منهم أتعلمون أن صالحا مرسل من ربه قالوا إنا بما أرسل به مؤمنون. Inshallah, that is our lesson, ayah number 70 to ayah number 75. Inshallah, now let's go ahead and look at the tajweed analysis of our lesson. Starting from ayah number 70, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qalu ajitana lina'budullaha wahda. So we are beginning here with the word qalu. Qaf is a permanently heavy letter. It is part of khussa, daghtin, kilf. So we are going to make sure that we are raising the back of the tongue as we say this letter. This is a two-count med, and because the letter before is heavy, the med will become heavy as well. So this is a two-count heavy med. Lu, this is going to be a four-count med. This is going to be med jaiz munfasil. Ajitana, here we have a hamza with a sukun. Hamza is one of the letters that has shidda, meaning that when we have this letter with sukun, we are going to abruptly stop the sound as we are saying it. So here, because it is coming from the throat, you will have that sharp ending to the sound. Ajitana. So you can hear that it is very abrupt. There is that jerkiness to this letter. And it's very important that we do this because otherwise it will begin to sound like a med. It will sound like it is from the Jawf. So we do not want this sounding like a med. It is not an alif. It is a hamza. Ajitana. Na is going to be a two-count med. Lina abudullah. Ayn here is going to be a letter of tawassut, meaning that when this letter has a sukun, you are going to hear it roll around in the throat. And because Ayn is one of the letters from the middle of the throat, there is going to be a little bit of compression, a little bit of constriction around the middle throat. Now, abudullah, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Wahda. Here, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Again, you are going to feel a little bit of that constriction, and you should feel like pressure against the middle of the throat. And ha is one letter of hams, and this means that there is going to be a lot of air as you say this letter. This is going to be coming from the throat. Wahda. So here, make sure that you are giving proper air because it does have a sukun. Dahu, two count med. Wanadhara, ra here is going to be heavy. This one has a fatha on top, so in this case it will be a heavy ra. Ma is a two count med. Ka is a two count med. Ya'budu, ayn is going to have tawassut. It is again going to be from the middle of the throat. Ya'budu, aba'una. A is a two count med. Ba is a four-count med. This is going to be med wajib muttasil because the med and the hamza are within the same word. Na is going to be a two-count med. Fa'tina, hamza here is going to be, again, having shidda, meaning that you are going to abruptly stop the sound. Fa'tina, and it is going to have that jerkiness. Dina is a two-count med. Bima is a two-count med. Dariduna, this one is going to be a four-count med. This one is going to be ja'iz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. In kunta, in is going to be ikhfa. Kunta is going to be ikhfa. Both of these are nun sakin, followed by one of the letters of ikhfa. Mina sadiqin. Sad is going to be heavy. Dal is light. Qaf is heavy. So make sure the dal is not becoming heavy as well. Sadiqin. Qala, this is going to be a heavy two-count med. Qad. Qaf here is heavy. Dal has qalqala. It is part of qutub jad, meaning that it is going to have a bounce when we say this letter with sukun. Waqa'a. Qaf is going to be heavy. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat. Alaykum. Ayn again from the middle of the throat. So make sure that you are pronouncing both of these ayn because we have one right after another. Waqa'a alaykum. Waqa'a alaykum. So make sure that you are pronouncing both of them. It is a bit difficult because you are engaging the middle of the throat and constricting it twice in a row. But we do want to make sure that we are hearing both of these ayn. We don't want to say waqa'a alaykum. Now here I only hear one ayn. So make sure that you are finishing for the first one and then beginning on the second one. Lay is going to be madzineen, madden ma 1.5. Kummin, merge these together and bring these up into the nose. Mir rabbikum, ra here is going to be causing this idgham. This is going to be without gunna, meaning that you are merging this nun sakin together. Mir rabbikum. So there is no hint of that nun. You just merge it together with the ra. Ra is going to be heavy. Rabbikum, rest on this meme with the wasut. Rijisun, ra here is light. Jim is going to have a qalqala. Rijisun wa ghadab, merge these together. This is going to be idgham with ghunna. We have nun sakin followed by one of the letters of waw, which is yanmu and yarmalun. Letters of ghunna and letters of idgham. وغضب غين is going to be heavy. ضاد is heavy. Both of these are part of خصة ضغط قلب. باء here is going to have قلقلة because we are stopping. There is a سكون. It is part of كتب جد. أتجادلونني. جا is a two count مد. لو is a two count مد. نني is a two count مد. في this is a four count مد. This is مد. جا is منفصل. أسماء in this is again going to be a four count مد. This one is واجب متصل because the مد and the همزة are within the same word. أسماء in سميتموها. This is going to be إخفاء. سمي this is مدلين. تموها four count مد. This is مد جا is منفصل because the مد and the همزة are within two separate words. أنتم إخفاء وآباؤكم آ is a two count مد. باء is going to be a four count مد. This one is going to be مد واجب متصل because the مد and the همزة are within the same word. ما two count مد نزل الله. Name of Allah here is heavy because لام has a فتحة. بها two count مد من سلطان. This is going to be إخفاء. And then here لام is light. طاء is going to be heavy. فانتظروا. The here is heavy because it is part of قصة ضغط قلب. را here is heavy because it has a ضمة. And this is going to be a four count مد. This is مد جاء is منفصل. مد and همزة are within two separate words. فانتظروا إني معكم من المنتظرين. Here لام has توسط. منتظرين this is إخفاء. را is going to be heavy part of قصة ضغط قلب. را in this case is going to be light because of the كسرة. فأنجيناه جاء is مدلين. نا is a two count مد. والذين this is a two count مد. معه two count مد. برحمة را here is going to be heavy. ح is going to have humps from the middle of the throat. رحمة منا this is going to be إدغام with غنة. وقطعنا قاف is going to be heavy. طاء is heavy. Both of these are part of خصة ضغط قلب. عين is going to have توسط from the middle of the throat. نا is going to be a two count مد. دا is going to be a two count مد. دا برا را is going to be heavy because it has a فتحة. دا برا الذين كذبوا. بو is going to be a two count مد. بي آ two count مد. يا two count مد. دينا two count مد. وما two count مد. Ga two count mad, nu two count mad. So make sure all of these mudud are consistent. Mu'minin, Hamza here is going to have jahar. Make sure that it is having that abrupt stop inside of the throat. Mu'minin, four count mad. Wa ila two count mad. Thamu, two count mad. Akhahum, two count mad. And kha is going to be heavy because it is part of khusa dakht and gild. Mim has the wasud. Saliha, sad is going to be heavy. Ha is going to be mad til iwad. We see that there is a fatha followed by a tanween. So when we have fathatain, this is going to be a two count mad if you are stopping. Now, because I have stopped, I will make this a two count mad. Saliha. If you are continuing, you can recite this as a normal tanween. Salihan qala. But because I have stopped, it is now a two count mad. Qala, qaf is going to be heavy. Ya qawmi. Qaf is going to be heavy. This is madlin. Ya is a two count mad. Ya qawmi abudullah. Ayn has tawassut. Dullaha. Name of Allah here is heavy because the dal has a dhamma. Ma two count mad. Lakum min idgham with ghunna. Min idhar. Ilahin two count mad. Ilahin ghayro. This is again going to be idhar. Anytime you have noon sakin followed by one of the throat letters, that noon sound is going to be pronounced very clearly. Ghain is madlin. Ra here is going to be heavy. And ha has a sukun because I have stopped. I am going to give this extra humps, meaning that there is going to be a lot of air on this letter. Ghayro. And this is going to come from the chest because it is from the lower throat. Make sure that you are giving it proper air. Otherwise, you may not be able to hear this ha. قد قاف is heavy. دال has قلقلة. جاءتكم. This is going to be a four count مد. This is going to be a four count مد. And it is مد. واجب متصل because the مد and the همزة are within that same word. جاءتكم. بيناتم من ربكم. Merge this تنوين with that ميم. It is إدغام with غنة. من ربكم. Also إدغام. However, this is going to be without غنة, meaning that نون is merged completely within the ra. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because of the فتحة. من ربكم. هذه. ها is going to be a two count مد. He is going to be a two count مد as well. This is متصلة صغرى. نا is a two count مد. قاف is going to be heavy. It is part of قصة ضغط قلب. Name of Allah here is going to be heavy because the ta has a dhamma. ناقة الله لكم ميم has the wasut آيه آه is a two count mad yeah because I'm stopping this is going to turn into a تاء مربوطة just read this as a ها آيه and this is going to come from the chest with humps فذروها را is going to be heavy ها is a two count mad تأكل همزة has جهر قل لام has the wasut في أرض الله this is going to be a four count mad this is mad جاء is منفصل because the mad and the hamza are within separate words. أرض الله راء has the wasut. It is heavy. ضاد is heavy. Name of Allah here is light because the ضاد has a كسرة. أرض الله. And then here ها is going to be from the throat and it has plenty of humps. أرض الله. Make sure that you are reading this properly. ولا two count mad. تمسوها. سو is the two count mad. ها is a two count mad. بسوء. This is going to be a four count mad. This is mad واجب متصل because the mad and the hamza are within that same word. بسوء فا. This is going to be اخفاء. فيأخذكم. Hamza here has جهر. خذكم ميم has توسط. عذاب two count mad. عذاب أليم. This is going to be إظهار. وذكروا this is going to be a four count mad it is mad is منفصل because the mad and the hamza are within two separate words ra here is heavy إذ جعلكم ميم has توسط خلفاء four count mad this is going to be mad واجب متصل because hamza and mad are within that same word خاء خلفاء is going to be heavy it is permanently heavy ميم بعدي this is going to be إقلاب نون ساكن is switched with the letter ميم because the letter after is a باء بعدي عين is going to have the وسط roll that around in the throat عاد عين is going to be a two count مد عاد و this is going to be إضغام with غنة وبوأكم here we have a wow with a shadda make sure that you are reading this twice وبوأكم and make sure you are rounding the lips on this letter as well في الأرض لام has توسط راء has توسط راء is heavy because the letter before has a فتحة لي ضاء is going to be heavy خصة ضغط كذ permanently heavy letter تتخذون ذو is a two count mad من سو this is going to be إخفاء سوه two count mad لها two count mad قصورا قاف is going to be heavy صاد is heavy راء is heavy قصورا و this is going to be إدغام with غنة وتنحتون نون has a إظهار because it is followed by one of the throat letters. وتنحتون اللام has توسط جبالا two count mad بيوتا بيو is a two count mad that is going to be مد العوض so make sure that you are reading this with a two count mad now because I have stopped that is why we are going to make this from a تنوين to a two count mad فاذكروا now this is going to be a four count mad it is مد جاء is منفصل because the مد and the حمزة are within two separate words راء in this case is heavy because it has a ضمة A is a two count mad. La is going to be a four count mad. This is going to be mad wajib muttasil. Mad and hamza are within that same word. Allahi, name of Allah here is heavy because the letter before has a fatha. Wala two count mad. Da'atho. Madnin, madin ma one and a half. Fil ardi lam has tawasut. Ra has tawasut. Ra is heavy because the letter before has fatha. And dod is heavy as well because this is a permanently heavy sound. Mufsidin, four count mad. Qala al-mala'u. Lam has tawassut. Mala'u
al-ladina. This is going to be a two count mad here. Ladina stakbaru. Seen has safir, meaning it has a little bit of that whistle. Ladina stakbaru. Gaf is going to have hams. Ra is going to be heavy because of the dhamma. Min qawmi. This is going to be heavy. من قومه this is going to be مدلين ميه two count مد للذين the is going to be a two count مد للذين استضعفوا seen has سفير ضاد is going to be heavy عفو this is going to be a two count مد لمن نون is going to have إظهار آمنا this is going to be a two count مد آمنا منهم نون has إظهار ميم is going to have توسط أتعلمون عين has توسط أن صالحا صاد is going to be heavy and it is a two count mad صالحا مر this is going to be إضغام with غنة merge these together راء here is going to be heavy مرسل من ربه merge these together again إضغام with غنة من ربه this is going to be إضغام without غنة meaning نون ساكن is not going to be heard at all instead merge this together with the راء and this is going to be heavy ربه this is going to be ها with همس قالوا, this is going to be a two count med. لو is going to be a four count med. إنا, this is going to be a two count med. بما, this is going to be a four count med. It is going to be med جائز منفصل because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. أرسل, را is going to be heavy. به, this is a two count med. مؤمنون, hamza here has جهر, and then we end on a four count med. So inshallah, this is going to be our lesson, ayah number 70 to ayah number 75. Jazakumullahu khairan kathiran. Inshallah, we will stop here for today. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.